Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Driving on motorways and motor roads. Motorways and motor roads may only be used by vehicles that can reach 80 km per hour and are allowed to do so. Mopeds, bicycles, and pedestrians are not allowed on the motorway. Vehicles with spiked tires are not allowed on motorways or motor roads. A learner driver may drive on motorways and motor roads once he is ready for the driving tests. Registration for the practical driving test is decisive here. For motor vehicles under 3.5 tons on motorways and motor roads, it is mandatory to have a road tax disc. This also applies to trailers. For safety reasons, passengers are not allowed to travel in trailers. A trailer could get released from the towing vehicle. Once on a motorway or motor road, it is easy to drive, but there is the danger that you will lose concentration. One gets used to the higher speeds and underestimates it. The inexperienced driver must therefore be extra careful when leaving a motorway or motor road. Motorways and motor roads may only be left at a signposted exit. Do not be afraid to use the deceleration lane as soon as it starts. When exiting, normally you should first reduce speed and brake once in the deceleration lane. Due to the higher speeds, it is strictly forbidden to reverse on motorways and motor roads. Learning objective of this section: how to behave on motorways and motor roads. Time needed: 15 minutes. Motor roads. The maximum speed for light motor vehicles with trailers up to 3.5 tons and without trailers on motor roads is 100 km per hour. Motorways. Motorways generally have at least two lanes in each direction. No roads will cross or meet the motorways at the same height, meaning that other roads will be diverted over or under the motorway with a bridge or tunnel. The speed limit on motorways is usually 120 km per hour. For lorries and towing vehicles, it is 80 km per hour, and for buses, 100 km per hour. For light motor vehicles with trailers up to 3.5 tons, also 100 km per hour. For entering a motorway, there is the following procedure. Observe the traffic on the motorway early and choose a suitable gap. Accelerate, indicate, and join at a suitable moment. If it is not possible to join the motorway before the end of the acceleration lane, then you must continue on the hard shoulder until you can join. A vehicle on the acceleration lane does not have priority. It is there to allow vehicles joining the motorway to accelerate and adjust their speed to the flow of traffic. Rear-end collisions are the main danger on motorways, and the main cause is not enough distance between vehicles. You should always keep enough distance between you and the vehicle in front. As a rule of thumb, you should keep at least half of the speed in meters. For example, if you are traveling at 100 km per hour, you should keep a distance of 50 meters. On motorways, you should always drive in the right-hand lane. This also applies to three-lane motorways. The left-hand lane should only be used for overtaking. Motor vehicles with trailers are only allowed to overtake in the middle, and not the left-hand lane on three-lane motorways. There is an exception to this rule. In heavy traffic, it is allowed to drive in all lanes and merge lanes indicated with lane control lights. It is also allowed to overtake on the right as long as no lane change will be made. When pulling up to congestion, where you will have to brake, you should turn on the hazard lights to warn following traffic of the danger. Normally, it is only allowed to overtake on the left on motorways. In the following situations, you are allowed to overtake on the right. Driving in parallel lines of traffic. On merged lanes, identified by lane control lights. In lanes where different destinations are signposted. For example, your lane goes to Bern and the lane next to you goes to Zurich. After overtaking on the right in this situation, it is no longer allowed to change lanes. On acceleration lanes that are marked with double lines. On deceleration lanes exiting motorways or motor roads. Before overtaking, pay attention to the following points if you want to overtake another vehicle. Look behind you, rear view mirror, wing mirrors, and look to the side. In this order. Indicate. Check behind you. Double check. Change lanes into the left-hand overtaking lane. After you have overtaken the vehicle, you can move back into the right-hand lane. Follow these steps to do so. Look in the wing mirrors. Look to the side. Indicate. Change lanes back into the right-hand lane. Breakdown or accident. A breakdown triangle must be put up at least 100 meters behind a broken-down vehicle. To do so, you should walk back approximately 100 meters and put the triangle at the side of the road. This warns other road users of the upcoming danger. It must be put up in the event of a breakdown or accident. Broken-down vehicles may be towed only in the right-hand lane and as far as the next exit. The speed limit when towing a vehicle is 40 km per hour. A tow rope may be no longer than 8 meters, so that the distance between the towing and towed vehicles is not too great. When towing, the hazard lights should be turned on. Pushing the button in the car with the breakdown triangle symbol turns on the hazard lights. Both drivers must have a driving license in the category of the broken down vehicle. Yellow flashing lights at the side of the motorway warn of accidents or similar dangers. After an accident, a corridor must be made between the lanes. Vehicles in the left-hand lane move to the left and vice versa, so that police and rescue vehicles can reach the accident as fast as possible. The scene of an accident must not be altered if possible. If the scene is dangerous, such as at rail crossings, if there is fast traffic or roads with poor overview, then the scene should be evacuated as fast as possible in order to avoid further accidents. If possible, the previous position should be marked where the persons involved in the accident were. Unconscious people should be put in the recovery position so that they cannot choke on their own vomit. People with possible spinal injuries should be put in the recovery position with great care. If there is damage to parked cars and it is not possible to contact the owner, then the police must be informed so that they can make contact. Driver assistance systems. Since July 2024, the installation of certain driver assistance systems has been mandatory in all new vehicles in Switzerland. These systems serve not only to enhance driving comfort, but, above all, to improve safety. Most accidents are actually attributable to human error. The driver assistance systems that must be installed in new vehicles in Switzerland are as follows. Autonomous emergency braking, lane keeping assist, driver drowsiness warning, reverse parking assist, intelligent speed assistance, accident data recorder, emergency brake light, alcohol ignition interlock, protection against cyber attacks. Let's look at each of these driver assistance systems in detail. Autonomous emergency braking. This safety system increases brake pressure in the event of an imminent collision or even initiates a full emergency stop. Most current systems detect not only other vehicles, but also cyclists and pedestrians. Lane keeping assist. Lane keeping assist can detect lane markings and warn the driver if the vehicle drifts out of its lane. By applying gentle counter steering, the system can also actively intervene in the driving process. Driver drowsiness warning. This system analyzes potential signs of reduced concentration. If fatigue is detected, it warns via visual, acoustic, or haptic signals. For example, steering wheel vibration of a possible microsleep. Reverse parking assist. This system supports the driver when reversing or parking. It uses sensors and/or camera information. Some reverse parking assists include an emergency braking function, but this is not mandatory. Intelligent speed assistance. It alerts the driver to speeding via acoustic or visual signals, based on navigation data and traffic sign recognition. Accident data recorder. It operates on the same principle as the black box in aircraft. The system records key information before and during an accident. Parameters include speed, acceleration, rollovers, and events such as airbag deployment. Emergency brake light. This feature signals to following road users that the vehicle ahead is braking hard. When activated, the brake lights flash rapidly. Once the vehicle has slowed down, the hazard lights remain on to continue warning following traffic. Alcohol ignition interlock. This system prevents the vehicle from starting if the driver is under the influence of alcohol. Legislation requires an interface to allow a device to measure breath alcohol concentration to be connected. The actual use of such an interlock applies only to individuals who are required to have it due to their behavior on the road. Protection against cyber attacks. To ensure the security of the vehicle's electronic systems, protection against cyber attacks has been made mandatory for new vehicles. It systematically secures the vehicle's electronics and keeps the software regularly up to date. The driver assistance systems listed above are mandatory only for newly registered vehicles. Older vehicles do not need to be retrofitted. Limitations. Driver assistance systems are not always fully effective under all conditions. Possible limitations include missing or unclear lane markings, which can impair lane keeping assist. Adverse weather conditions, such as heavy rain, snow, or fog that disturb camera and sensor technology, especially for camera-dependent systems. Winding roads that make it more difficult for lane keeping assist to detect and respond to lane lines. Drivers must therefore continue to maintain full control of the vehicle to fulfill their duty of care. Despite these modern systems, the usual safe following distances and regulations for reverse maneuvers still apply.